two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. First hour of the program on a Game 6 evening. Jazz about an
Wait,
hour
this
away.
Is KSL's Unrivaled?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm on the wrong program.
Well, what do you want to do instead? Listen,
there's
is there any other
nothing
place
I would want to do more
saying.
Than to be here on a Friday night
oh, now
talking
you're
about sports.
Sound, now you're starting to sound disingenuous.
No, not at all. No, I love our show. Yeah. Are you kidding? I wish it was on the weekends, too.
Can you be disingenuous? What if you're ingenuous?
Degenuous.
Is that double? Like, is that a double like negative? Genuous is very genuine.
Yeah.
No, don't be disingenuous, Scott. You love being here. We love doing this thing. I said, you know, I'm
so it's ingenuous. Is that what
no,
it would
it's
be?
No,
ingenuous would
if
be
if you're gracious. No, yeah. No.
You're
no,
just
no.
gracious.
Or
then.
I mean, like if you're like actually being truthful about something, or you know, because that's the thing
oh,
is you're being
yeah.
you're being kind of a fraud.
I'm being snarky
yeah,
or sarcastic.
Sarcastic. Yeah. All those things. All right. Yeah. Philadelphia, they're the number one seed in the East. They're also fighting for their lives in a game six tonight. And they're in Atlanta, so they're on the home court of the team who's trying to wrap this thing up. They're just trying to force a game seven, just like you know, the Jazz are going to do tonight down in L.A. So L.A. is playing the same sort of thing here. It's just interesting to see how both teams are handling this because the Philadelphia 76ers are the number one seed in the East. They've got these superstars on their team. They don't have the injuries that the Jazz do.
No.
So you just have the Hawks like playing out of their minds, and you have Philadelphia underperforming. And now that I'm actually watching this in person, and I know that Joel Embiid was not 100% at some point during the series, but he's in playing right now, and it's game six. And I would much rather have the injury, like actual injuries, like Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley being the excuse. Not that you just had a great year in the East and then you blew it. That you blew it because that you weren't on the rise playing. You
right.
had your best weeks back in February, March, and April. Which if the Jazz don't win tonight, it's the thing that everybody, Scott, has been hassling the Jazz across the nation who are not Jazz fans. You guys are fake. You guys are the team that is going to have the best record in the NBA. Fine, but you don't know how to get it done in the postseason. And this is just going to prove those chuckleheads wrong, and I can't stand it. I can't stand that idea.
Well, what I always find fascinating is how people handle pressure. And when you're expected to win, sometimes it's for whatever reason it gets in your head, and you just don't you can't perform at that high free flowing level. And then you get a team like the Hawks that really there was not a lot of expectation, or you get a team even like the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, who are this very young team, very talented team, mm-hmm. and of course Trae Young, he hits a four pointer, right?
Just, just
but it's kind of that thing, yeah. You know. Trae Young really kind of has grown up in these
31
playoffs
points and, with eight minutes left in the in the fourth quarter.
So it's really it's fascinating to me how teams deal with it because really the other night, regardless of injuries or expectation, it just felt like to me the Jazz just did not rise to the occasion and win that game at home. And it looked like to me some of those players, the pressure of winning, the expectation of winning was just greater than they were. It just was. And so I'm curious to see where the Jazz are going to handle that today, because those are the things that I think you need to vet out during the regular season, that you got to be these tough championship battle tested kind of teams. And maybe it just does take a couple of years for these young teams to figure it out. But the problem with the Jazz now is you got all these other young teams that are going to be good. I mean, Phoenix is going to be good. The Clippers are good. Next year it's not like, well, it's going to get easier than it is this year.
Philadelphia, by the way, only up 3 now against Atlanta. They were up by as much as 12 just a few minutes ago, but now it's back down to 3. I'm interested to see how the Jazz respond, how Jazz Nation has just been totally, I mean, just absolutely gut punched in the last few days watching this thing happen and watching the Jazz go from serious contenders. You think about them being up 2-0, Scott being up 2-0 in this series. Yeah. And the possibility of, well, Mike Conley, when he comes back in the next few games here, man, they're going to be really tough to stop. And then that ankle came back and haunted everybody. And it's just Donovan Mitchell, watching him not 100% is not good. Watching everybody else, you know, just say, well, that's why you're not a superstar. That's even harder because of, the circumstances that they're in. I mean, do you slight Kawhi Leonard because he got a knee injury that didn't look like it was that big of a deal, but now looks like it's pretty significant? Nobody faults somebody for the injury. At the same time, people are like, yeah, but when is this going to solidify here? When is this going to actually become something? When can you be a Jazz fan and it's going to pay off? Because it's been, 25 years or 22 years since you've been able to really watch this team go to a significant part of this postseason with the NBA. And I think that the biggest thing now is, after when everybody started to get super negative about the Jazz, it turned into it was a desperate feeling, because there's also not a lot of money now to throw around. You've thrown the money at the guys that you want.
You took a swing for the fences.
Yeah. And is this the best you can do? Obviously not with the injuries, but is this the team that's going to show up in the when do you lose to the 4 seed in the Western Conference semis and then go, oh no, but we were really this close? This is not close.
The thing is, in the NBA this year, most of the teams are pretty evenly matched. There's just not one team that's just so dominant over, yes, the Jazz had the best record, but it wasn't by a whole lot of games. It wasn't like they were just head and shoulders above.
It was one game.
Yeah, and so it's not, so these teams are close, which is actually, I think, a good thing. I think it makes basketball much more interesting. I think, Alex, what if the Jazz win this game? What if they win on Sunday?
Okay.
I think that would just be so hard for Jazz fans. And I'll tell you, because
although the Western Conference Finals feels a lot better than going out in the Western Conference Semis.
It certainly does, but it's like, I just feel like Jazz fans are just, they've just been
long
through
suffering,
the ringer,
guy.
You know?
Long suffering,
like,
my buddy.
Hey, we're up 2. Yay, we're excited. Oh, now we're down 3-2. Oh, it's terrible.
You think about last year being up 3-1 and having that heart ripped out as well.
It really is, and I think it's almost, yeah, I hate to say it, it might be better to be put out of your misery than to have to go through the emotional roller coaster of the up and down of a lot of these series.
Low scoring one here, 101-89. Jazz get the win down in LA with amazing defense. Another one, 113-110. The Jazz eke one out. This one says they're toast. It doesn't give a score. It just says they're toast.
They're out.
Give me a score. Otherwise, I don't know what that means. You know, they're toast. Does that mean they're warmed up? Their legs are feeling nice and toasty?
Yeah, what is toast, by the way?
Because I like toast.
No, I know. Toast is good. Yeah. You know what's really good? Toast at breakfast, and you put one of those over-easy eggs on it.
Oh,
and it's got butter, and it's just warm. And And then the yolk breaks as you're eating it.
This is where you and I can't hang out.
I know.
Because I hate the yolk.
Oh, you hate the yolk. And some bacon?
Yeah. No, I'm a heart. I fry the egg hard because I'm like a 4-year-old. All right? All right. Scott, we got to take the break. When we come back, it's our MVPs. Keep those texts rolling in. I will read them. This one says, Jazz win if Donovan doesn't try to be a hero and overdo it. Matt, come on. Win if Donovan doesn't try to be a hero. We need heroes tonight. Who's going to be the hero then? You going to let Boyan be the hero? Fine. You going to let
Hey, whoever can shoot the basketball, make it.
Watch George Niang get 32 points tonight. And everybody can shut up.
Yeah,
all
Joe
right,
Ingles.
We'll take the break. We'll come back. More to go after our break here. We've got our MVPs right around the corner. Stay with us.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU...
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.